appreciate the opportunity to step in while Pastor's out. And so, what an opportunity it is. I've seen a lot of new faces today. We're blessed that you guys are here today. Thankful for you guys to be here. And so, I promise you, Pastor will be back. So, I'll make sure of it, too. So, if he can't afford a way to go to flight home, I will pay for his flight home. So, you'll get to hear some good preaching, but I hope to be a blessing this morning at the same time, too. So, Luke chapter number 9. So, tonight we have our team cafe, and I know it's $2 per person and $10 per family. If you say, oh, I don't have that money, just come anyway and just grab some ice cream. I know I'm going out on a limbo here, and so I will pay for your ice cream and your family to have a good fellowship. So the main point of having this team cafe, yes, is to have fundraiser, but also to have fellowship. And so it's a good thing to have fellowship with like-minded Christians, you know. So I'm thankful to have, you know, brothers and sisters that I can have fellowship with. And so I hope that you'll make it to team cafe. Help support our teams. And so our teams are doing really well, by the way. A lot of them are doing such a good job at working, and so a lot of them have their money paid and just getting the rest of their money in and everything. So that's all because of you guys helping support our teams, and so I appreciate the love that you guys have for them. And so we continue to look forward to how God's going to work through their lives through camp, and so and I can't wait for that. So anyway, Luke chapter number 9. Very familiar account. The title of my message, I want to call this the lunchbox. The lunchbox. And so I got this little lunchbox here. I asked him, Robbie, if I could borrow this. So I asked him if he had one for kids, and so and he gave me this. So Finding Dory or whatever. And so I don't. You remember in school growing up, you know, you had this lunchbox. Open it up and share with your friends, you know. Just recently at work, I had a lunch bag, you know, big grocery bags from the gas station, whatever. And so we open up our bag of crackers or chips or whatever it is, and you share with your coworkers. And so I'm sharing, my coworkers are sharing with me, I'm sharing with my coworkers, and I'm telling my coworkers, like, you know, you give me your lunch, I'll give you my lunch, you know. So reminding me back in kindergarten, right? Kindergarten, when we had these lunch boxes. And so, except for in kindergarten, you had those hard-covered lunch box, where it takes a whole lot of pressure to open up the lid, you know, and so break it open. And so then you share your lunch with the other kids. So anyway, I want to title this the lunch box. So here in the account of the feeding of the 5,000 here, Luke chapter 9, we find verse number 10. Let me adjust this mic here. We've lost a little ball thing or whatever, and so Brother Adam had told me, be careful with your T's and your P's. So I'm going to have a lot of T's and P's when I'm preaching here. But anyway, so Luke chapter number 9, verse number 10. The Bible tells us, and the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that they had need. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in the desert place. And he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50 in the company. And they did so, and made them all sit down. Then he took the five loaves and the two fishes, looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled. And there was taken up the fragments that remained to them in 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, the disciples were with him. So let's pray we can eat and we can get into this. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you continue to bless the service, the remainder of it. Lord, once again, I'm thankful to have this opportunity to preach while Pastor is gone. I pray that you continue to be with him as he preaches at his Father's church. Lord, and just ask that you continue to be with them there as they celebrate their anniversary Sunday, this Sunday. Lord, and just ask that you continue to bring them back safely. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, like I mentioned earlier, we all know the story of the feeding of the 5,000. And you have these disciples. They come and this starts off. The account starts off with Jesus. He goes alone privately to pray, and he goes to the desert place. The Bible says that he went privately by himself. And as he went privately by himself, you have all these multitudes that came and joined with him. They knew where he was going. They saw where he was going, and they said, "I'm going to follow Jesus." And so they go to follow Jesus. I mean, these folks come from all over. They're hearing of how Jesus. I mean, back in Matthew chapter 10, you see that Jesus is he's healing people. Even before that, a couple chapters before that, he's healing people. He's healing all manner of sickness. He's causing the blind to see, the dumb to speak, the lame to walk. He's healing all manner of diseases, and all of these miracles are just taking place. And people are hearing about this. They're hearing about how Jesus is doing these wonderful miracles. And so all these people are coming from all over. And so they hear Jesus going by himself. And what do? They see where he's going, and they find out where he's going, and they go follow after him. And as Jesus is going by himself, the Bible tells us in other accounts, the account of Matthew, chapter number 14, that Jesus had compassion on the people. And so when he had compassion on the people, he saw the multitude as he was going by himself. He saw this multitude coming, and they wanted to see him. They wanted to get their problems fixed. They wanted to have their diseases. They want to be healed. And so they want to get saved from whatever they had. And so when they come to Jesus, Jesus sees the multitude, and he sees them, and he says, "I have compassion on them." And so he begins to heal them all day long. You have the entire day. You have Jesus healing all manner of sickness. He's teaching them in the wilderness there, or in the desert. And so that's what's going on. Then the day began to dwindle down, and so now they're getting tired, and so the disciples tell Jesus, "Hey, these people haven't eaten yet, so let's send them home, and so that they can eat, or send them to a nearby village or nearby city where they can lodge and have food to eat, and they can rest up, and they have their children." And so I want us to turn to another account, to the book of John chapter number 6. Verse number 1. The Bible says, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee," same account, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, "What shall we buy bread, and these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they among so many?" And Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had taken, had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as men, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had them. And so there we see the account, and we find there something interesting now. A little boy, a little lad, the Bible says, had five loaves and 2 fishes. And so they're collecting that 5 loaves. So we know that where these 5 loaves and 2 fishes came from a little lad. And so this is just a great, this is an amazing miracle that took place here. And I want us to see kind of in depth what, you know, are the miracles that took place here. So, number one, for us to see miracles happen, you have to be willing to give what you have. You say, "All I have is a broken life. Give it to the Lord." You have to be willing to give that to the Lord. If you say, "All I have is a scarred up life, you know, where I have this baggage in my life and this baggage in my life," you have to be able to be willing to give that to the Lord. If all you say, "If I have a little food here," you have to be willing to give that to the Lord. If you say, "I have little money," you have to be willing to say, here it is, Lord, take this money and use it however you will, if you wish." See, in the book of 1 Kings, if you turn with me to this account there that took place. First Kings, we find Elijah, and he comes before this widow woman that has almost nothing. Remember that during this time, there was a famine on the earth. There was no rain. For 3.5 years, it did not rain. And so Elijah comes before this woman in verse 11, verse number 11 of chapter number 17, 1 Kings chapter number 17. "And as she was going to fetch it," verse number 11, "he called to her and said, 'Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand.' And she said, 'As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in the barrel, and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that way we may eat and die.' And Elijah said unto her, 'Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.' And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days." So an amazing miracle that took place there. So you have Elijah coming before this widow woman that it's just her and her son, and she has nothing. And so Elijah tells her to make a cake for him. So they're going through a famine. There's nothing. It hasn't rained for 3.5 years. They have barely any food. And what does Elijah say to her? "Make me a cake." You know. So he makes her, and she makes him a cake. And we read the story that as she began to make, the cruse of oil did not fail. As a matter of fact, she had so much more abundance of it, a lot of it. And so, but she was willing to give up the little that she had. And so if you're willing to give up, if you want to see miracles happen, you have to be willing to give what you have. Number two, don't be stingy with what you have. So there was, so imagine this, think back at the story of feeding 5,000, you know, and so imagine this, you have all these people, 5,000, the Bible says 5,000 men. This doesn't include the women and children that were there too. And so, but if you think, okay, this little lad had five loaves and two fishes, and there had to have been, to me, I'm thinking, there had to have been more than just the five loaves and two fishes. It's just the little lad that had that. And so I'm thinking, what mother would go to any kind of event, you know, without a diaper bag that has four things, really, you know, clothes, extra clothes, diapers, wipes, and what else? Food, right? And so there had to have been something, you know, some kind of food, you know. And so I'm sure as the disciples were going around, looking around and seeing who has food, you know. And so, but the only person that was willing to give up what they had was this little lad. And so you can imagine as they're going around looking for food, there's people, you know, they have their little wrapped up, you know, in their cloth or whatever, some bread or something like that. And as they're looking for food, they're like closing it back up, putting it back in their pocket. I got nothing over here, you know. That happens, right? I mean, you know, we can do that. We can be that way. You know, as parents, we're like, oh, I only have enough just for my children, you know, so I'm not going to give up what I have because, you know, my children need to eat. And so, and you know, so there's people that I don't know, there had to be food here. And so you can picture this. People are getting healed. Yeah, people, you have the blind, you know, being able to see. You have the lame being able to walk. You have the dumb being able to speak. It is not silent at this camp. You know, there's rejoicing going on. There's happiness going on. They're filled with joy. They're filled with happiness. And so, and then, but when the disciples go around and they're looking for food, who has food? You know, the day begins to dwindle. You know, it's starting to get dark. And they're getting tired, and their stomachs are growling, and they're going around looking for food. And so you have all that going on. And so, and then you have people that might have been stingy with what they got, and so they're keeping what they had. And so we can't be stingy with what we got, you know. And so, be able to help out. You know, it's amazing in the New Testament how they were serving the deacons in the church were serving tables, right? What was the purpose of serving tables? To help those that were the widows that were in need, and they would, you know, they would give to the needs of the women in their church, and they would give to whatever needs that other people had too, and so they're helping out. And so you see that churches, you always find churches giving, you know, food, that there's food banquet, and they'll go through the church, and it's always, you know, God's people giving it from their heart and giving to the Lord, you know, food, whatever it was. And so, but and you see that the deacons were, you know, in charge of dispersing that out. And so we have rejoicing. Then you have they're rejoicing. They're high fiving each other. They're having a good time. But then it gets quiet, you know, as they're going around looking for food. You can imagine it's all excited. The energy level is all up there. People are getting saved. People are getting, you know, right with the Lord. People are getting healed. All these diseases are being, you know, are disappearing. And then all of a sudden these disciples are going around, you know, asking for food, and then it gets quiet all of a sudden. You know, that's kind of a little awkward, right? I can see it happening here. And so I like what the disciples said, their decision here. You know, these disciples, they crack me up. They're so spiritual, you know what I mean? And so here's what they do. Here's their decision that they say. They say, Jesus, they come before Jesus. They say, Jesus, you know, you get tired after a whole day of being out in the desert. The sun's going down. You're worn out. You know, you're starting to get tired from all the rejoicing and happiness that's going on. And so you go, and then after that, you're like, okay, I'm tired. But then you start seeing the people, and they're tired, and they come before Jesus, and they say to Jesus, Jesus, the people here are tired. They're worn out. You know, I say we send them back home, or send them to a nearby village where they can go be has some logs somewhere, and so they have children, and so it's kind of like you go to Walmart or Costco on the time that they close, and you like those customers. Who works at Walmart or Costco and it's closing hours, and you got customers still in there, and then you're like wondering when they're gonna, you know, closes at 10, and they're in there before 10, and then after 10, you know, comes around and they're still there. And so it's kind of like that. You're like, oh, they need to get out of here. You know, you ever close for church service and people just will not leave? I mean, I call out people in Costas, you know, the margins, where the margins at? And so there they are, yeah. And so you're closing for church service, and there's people still fellowshipping in the service, and I'm tired, and I'm like, okay, they need to go, you know?
It's about what God can do with what
And so let allow God to work through that area. And then let number next, number four, little is much when God is in it. Amen. Little is much when God is in it. We sing that song all the time. And I love that hymn. Little is much when God is in it. Hey, how about that little cruise of oil? That was a lot when God was in it. And so I was just talking to my mom yesterday or 2 days ago, something like that, one of those days. And so I think it was 2 days ago, Friday. I was talking with my mom, and she was talking to me about how she was in, because she takes the city bus to work every single day. And so, I think it's Saturday she works. And so she met a lady that was on the bus, and that was just kind of venting about her situation, and she's going through money problems. My mom gave her $20. She didn't have much, but that little caused her to break down in tears and say, "Why are you giving me this?" And so she said, "Because you need it. You need it more than I do. Not much, but you need it." And so I remember in Bible college, folks just giving me, they'll shake my hand, and with the in their hand, they'll have a $5 bill. And I look at that, I was like, wow, now I can go to McDonald's, So little is much when God is in it. Yeah, it's amazing how we support, how you have supported our teams. Even the little that you have given, that's been such, and you don't know what the outcome may be. They may not turn out right for the Lord, which we hope and pray, is my prayer. But that little that you have given, we see, you see people turn out right for the Lord. They come, they still go to church. There's still teams that, they make it through my class, And so they somehow deal with me, but then eventually they go off to college or do whatever, but they still come to church, and I'm so glad to see that, and I'm blessed to see that. And so, and I'm glad that you support our teams in that way, too, so even with the little that you give. And so, and then lastly, you can be used of God if you just only let Him. We sing the song, "Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, for Thee, Lord, to Thee." And so, if we want to see miracles, allow God to use you in a way. And if you say, I'm willing, Lord, that God will use whatever you have. It's not what you have. Remember, it's what he can do with what you have. And so, if you say, I can, if I give myself to God, God will definitely use that. I remember as a young teenage boy, I wanted to be used by the Lord. I want to be used by God, and I struggle with my abilities. Say, God, can you use this? I'm just like clay. But God can use you. He knows you before you were even formed in the belly. The Bible tells us, and so we can be used by God if we only allow Him to be good to use us. And so let's take this account. And let's think of that little boy who said, "I'm willing to give up my lunch so that miracles can take place." Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for this opportunity, darling, to share what you have made in my heart. Lord, I ask you, God, that during the invitation, you keep the hearts as the piano begins to play. Let's all stand up. I surrender all.